Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. Four people from Wamego have been jailed on drug charges, Roxanne Stewart reports.
The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and the Wamego Police Department served a search warrant on a home in Wamego on Tuesday. Methamphetamine, marijuana, and other opiates, as well as drug paraphernalia and firearms were found, and Michael Lamas, Tara Couture, Michael Grant, and Brandy Mockuk, all of Wamego, were arrested and booked into the county jail on various charges of possession with intent to distribute near a school, possession of weapons, use of weapons, and child endangerment.
The 2024 wheat harvest in South Central Kansas is beginning well. Some farmers in South Central are hauling in record high yields, smashing last year's average. According to Greg McCurry with McCurry Brothers Angus Farm in Sedgwick County, we just hope that prices rebound a little bit. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you.
Are you ready to embark on your next adventure? Imagine a world full of breathtaking destinations and unforgettable experiences. Look no further than Click Your Heels Travel. We understand that planning a trip can be overwhelming. That's why we're here to make your travel dreams come true. Our team is dedicated to providing you with personalized service and expert guidance every step of the way. Whether you're looking for a relaxing beach getaway, an exciting city exploration, or a thrilling adventure in the great outdoors, Click Your Heels Travel has you covered. Sit back, relax, and let us handle all the details while you focus on making lifelong memories. With our exclusive partnerships and insider connections, your dream vacation doesn't have to break the bank. So why wait any longer? Contact Click Your Heels Travel today and let us turn your travel dreams into reality. Call us at 785-871-4109 or visit our website at clickyourheelstravel.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas House and Senate overwhelmingly passed the STAR bond legislation that was put up for a vote on both floors, with the idea being to lure the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals across the state line. The passage of the bill means that the state could pay for up to 70% of the cost of the stadium project. The bonds would be paid back over a 30-year period from a new sales tax created in the district, liquor taxes in the district, and money generated by a sports wagering fund. And cities and counties could participate in the district or opt out. The district would be determined by the Secretary of Commerce as part of the negotiations. People on the no side of this are clear, saying this is too big of a risk and there's not enough information as to the benefit that this would have, and if, in the end, it would hurt Kansas taxpayers. Nevertheless, the opposition never stood a chance, with both votes getting more than enough, creating a supermajority vote situation. The House voted 84-38, while the Senate was 27-8. The importance of having the supermajority support means that this is veto-proof if Kansas Governor Laura Kelly should decide to do that. However, this would be a surprise because every indication given from her office indicates she will sign this into law once it makes it to her desk. On Monday, the Hays Police Department confirmed that they have arrested Abraham Duran Leon of Hays of second-degree murder for the death in April of Fernando Leon III, his 5-month-old son. Police said a little over noon on April 2nd, emergency crews in Hays responded to a motel room on Vine Street on a report of a child not breathing. Police said officers arrived after Ellis County EMS and observed paramedics performing CPR on the infant. Leon was in the motel room with the child who later died at Hayes Medical Center. An autopsy showed that the infant had methamphetamine in his system and died due to complications of methamphetamine intoxication. The child's mother, Brandy Niehoff, who has been ruled out as a suspect in this case, was previously convicted in connection with the death of the child's older brother. Hayes police said Leon is in the Ellis County Jail, and the investigation into the five-month-old's death continues. Anyone with information should call Detective J.B. Burkholder at 785-625-1030. The Kansas legislature deflected bipartisan interest in tweaking Tuesday, a bill negotiated by Governor Kelly and top Republican House and Senate leaders, delivering a projected $2 billion reduction in state income and property taxes during the next 5 years. In a special session of the legislature, the Senate voted 34-4 and the House 121-2 to forward the unaltered tax package to the governor. A majority in the Senate voted to cut off debate on the tax bill and avoid consideration of amendments Republican and Democratic senators were preparing to offer. Focus of dissent in terms of the tax bill negotiated by Senate President Ty Masterson, House Speaker Dan Hawkins, and Governor Kelly centered on removal from the package of $55 million in reductions to property taxes and the repeal on July 1st of the state's 2% sales tax on groceries. The bill also included a provision expanding by $6 million the state's child care tax credit, which drew criticism. Overall, the bill endorsed by the legislature would reduce state revenue by nearly $2 billion over 5 years. The annual adjustments would range from $380 million to $471 million, and the high end would occur the first year of implementation because some provisions of tax reform would be retroactive. Governor Kelly previously vetoed three major tax bills because she said they weren't financially sustainable for state government. However, prior to the convening of the special session, Governor Kelly said she would sign the tax bill if adopted by the legislature. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today. And follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, June 10th, the regular meeting of the Board of Education, USD 211, was called to order at 7:07 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by President Michael Terry, and six members were present, so a quorum was declared. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Jennifer Miller to approve the consent agenda as presented, and the motion carried 6-0. Superintendent Corey Roy gave an update on future capital outlay projects, and he also discussed a conference that he and all three building principals went to at Fort Hays State University recently about recruiting and retaining staff. A motion was made by Sean Katz to set the kindergarten through 12th grade breakfast prices to $3. It was seconded by Dina Winty, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Sean Katz to set the kindergarten through 12th grade lunch prices to $4. It was seconded by Dina Winty, and the motion passed 6-0. And Dina Winty motioned and Jennifer Miller seconded to keep textbook fees the same for the 2024-2025 school year. The motion passed 6-0. Superintendent Roy went over the student accident insurance renewal information that Aaron Hale with Iron Insurance Partners sent over, stating that there will be no coverage change for the 2024-2025 school year. Jennifer Miller motioned and John Granberry seconded the renewal of the student accident insurance through Iron Insurance Partners for $21,157 for the 2024-2025 school year. Bobby Murray shared the updates to the Eisenhower Elementary School employee and student handbooks. Troy Kieswetter reviewed the changes to the 2024-2025 Norton Community High School student handbook and the 7th through 12th grade faculty handbook. And Bill Johnson reviewed the Norton Junior High School student handbook. The adoption of the handbooks will be considered at the July Board of Education meeting. A five-year mitigation plan was signed in 2021, and it doesn't need to be updated at this time. and Superintendent Roy went over new KASB board policies for the Board of Education to review. Jennifer Miller reported on the most recent NCKSEC meeting from May 20th. Dina Winty gave an update of the Curriculum Council meeting from May 14th. And Michael Terry gave an update from the most recent PDC meeting from May 13th. After three executive sessions, a motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Jennifer Miller to approve the transfer of Stephanie Atkins to high school English teacher for 2024-2025. The motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Jennifer Miller to approve Lisa Archer for first grade teacher and Brooke Jensen to long-term sub until she qualifies for the TAP program at second semester. The motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Jennifer Miller to approve the PDC minutes from the May 13th meeting as presented, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made to allow the superintendent and or treasurer to pay the 2023-2024 year-end bills as received on or before July 1st, 2024. And Jennifer Miller motioned to allow the superintendent and or the treasurer to pay the 2023-2024 year-end bills as received on or before July 1st, 2024, and the transfer of any year-end funds according to state statute and or KSDE guidelines. Kate Spriggs seconded the motion, and the motion passed 6-0. President Michael Terry then adjourned the meeting at 10:29 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.